Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 15th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we pick up in Exodus in chapter 4 in verses 1 through 17. And yesterday I mentioned that Moses makes five objections to God. First he says, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" And then he says, when I go and tell them that the Lord has sent me, what should I say is his name? Now today we will hear three more objections from Moses, so be listening out for those. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was leprous, like snow. "Now put it back in your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored, like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first miraculous sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Moses said to the Lord, "O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave man his mouth? Who makes him deaf or mute? Who gives him sight or makes him blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, "O Lord, please send someone else to do it." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses and he said, "What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were God to him. But take this staff in your hand so you can perform miraculous signs with it." Before we move on, I just want to review the three objections that Moses gives today. What if they do not believe me or listen to me? And in response, what does God do? He gives him three signs that help us see God's power. In the New Testament, there's a little connect there with Jesus's power. First, it's the power over nature. He can turn a staff into a snake. And Jesus has power over nature as well. He turns water into wine. He calms the sea. Then there's the weird one about putting your hand in your cloak. And it reminds us that God is powerful over disease. It comes out and it's leprous, and then it goes back in and it's not leprous anymore. We see all throughout the Gospels that Jesus has the power over disease. And then finally, there's this power over life itself. To the Egyptians, the Nile was the fount of life. And God is showing his power over the Nile by making the water into blood. And we see in the Gospels, don't we, that Jesus has power over life itself in the raising of Lazarus, and most importantly, in his resurrection from the dead. Okay, the other objections that Moses makes are in verses, verse 10 here. Oh Lord, I have never been eloquent. Don't have time to talk about that one today, but I feel you, Moses. And then in verse 13, oh Lord, please send someone else. Have you ever been there? The Lord does provide the brother for Moses. Aaron goes along with him. And for us, God is continually equipping us and putting us in community with brothers and sisters in Christ who can help us. Let's move on now to the Psalms. Psalm 84. For the director of music, according to Gittith, of the sons of Korah, a psalm. The study Bible note says this, a prayer of longing for the house of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Selah. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Selah. Look upon our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. And now let's turn over to John chapter 16. Today we're reading verses 1 through 15. You may remember that yesterday we heard a little bit about the Holy Spirit back in verse 26. When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you must also testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. So he says here that the Holy Spirit is the Counselor. He helps us to tell others about Jesus, and he reminds us of Jesus. And today, in this passage, we learn more about the work of the Holy Spirit. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue. In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. in regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Here we see that the Counselor comes to convict us of sin and righteousness. Also, the Counselor or the Holy Spirit will speak truth to us, will help us to discern what it is about Jesus that we need to know. And we need to remember that the Counselor is our advocate, our helper. In a sermon some years ago, I wrote this down about the Holy Spirit. The pastor said that the Holy Spirit is personally promised, completely God. Remember, he is one with the Father and the Son. Everything that he speaks is from Jesus. And then number three, he is wholly vital. The Holy Spirit must come to guide us as believers. And so with that in mind, let us pray together. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be a means of our redemption in this world. And thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit who lives with us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to sense the leading, guiding, comforting, and help of your Spirit today. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.